Hi, I'm Jen Suliafu, and I'm delighted to be on this journey with you. Life is an exciting game with many twists and turns. It gets really good when we begin to learn how it works and how to win. I believe that no matter where someone's life is at, we have the power to make radical shifts to create a life that truly honors us. I live for awakenings, so let's get to it, darlings. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Okay, before I jump into today's segment, I want to mention something really quick that we are literally a few days out from the Ignite Your Light event. It is happening on Thursday, March 24th. So if you don't have your ticket, click the link in the show notes. We literally have a handful left and I want to see you there. It's going to be such an amazing time together. Okay, let's jump into today's topic. Children actually like when you tell them no. Okay, parents, listen up. No matter how old your children are, whether they're very young, they're teens, or they're in their adulthood, they want a parent. They want you to set clear boundaries for them. They want you to be a place of truth for them, that you are going to look out for them and tell them sometimes what they don't want to hear. I'm the youngest of a very large family, and by the time it got to me, number 9 out of 9, my parents were exhausted. They were so tired. And so I had a lot of free rein and not a lot of boundaries and rules. I was in a lot of situations that, as a mom, it literally sends chills down my spine thinking about the people, places, and things that I was around at a very young age. And it really made me grow up faster than I shouldn't say probably should have, because I realized it was all perfect. Honestly, it was my journey and I don't regret it. It's actually been such a gift as a mom to be able to have that assertive lens because of what I had gone through as a child. But we all learn things from our parents that we want to take and continue on, and then things we don't, things we want to leave. I know my 4 children are also taking notes, and I'm an example to them. Some of the things they want to do as a parent and some they don't, right? Because we all make mistakes and we do some things that are awesome, and then we also do things that are not awesome. But one thing that I'm seeing a lot, and I really, really observe, especially in coaching parents and just looking around at where we're at in this culture that we're in the year 2022. And a lot of times parents are afraid to tell their children no. Okay. When I was growing up, I moved at the age of 15. I moved out of my parents' home. I ended up moving to Utah with my sister. And my parents moved to this small farm in eastern Colorado. And I decided I didn't want to move there. I didn't want to live out in the sticks at 15 years old. So I moved to Utah with my sister and her husband and children. And she was quite a bit older than me because she's one of the first children in our family and I'm one of the last. And so there's an age gap there. But my sister, once she got her hands on me and she had some control, she put it down. Like, she had clear boundaries. I mean, no phone calls after 10. I had a set curfew. I was expected to go to school and do my homework and do my contributions at the home. And I had dating boundaries and rules. She had a lot of rules. And one thing I realized, even though I said I didn't like it when I was 15 and 16 living with her, I remember feeling safe and feeling really cared for. And I remember thinking, huh, isn't that interesting? Even though I don't want all these rules, I say I don't, I actually had a real sense of appreciation for her, that she was strong enough to tell me no, and that she cared enough to pay attention to my grades and my attendance at school and all of those things. Now, I'm not saying my mom and my dad didn't care. I know they cared so much about me, so much. but they were very, very tired. And they also grew up in a different time. That's where we're at right now. Okay. We grew up in a different time than our children are growing up. And so there are a lot of things happening in this year that we don't know, we don't understand. And one of the big topics right now that is causing a lot of damage in our society is electronics. And I'm speaking from experience that I don't understand a lot of these things. It isn't my jam. Electronics are not my jam. Okay. I have my talents in this life, and that's not one of them. I'm not savvy when it comes to electronics. It's like a joke that if I touch a phone or something, that I'm, you know, going to accidentally send something or delete something, or it happens, right, with me. But did you know that strangers can speak to your child on Roblox? I came downstairs one day and my son was on his game and I heard him talking and I was like, who are you talking to? And he was like, I don't know, somebody on the game. And I was like, what? No, no, no. Okay. I had no idea that for how long, I don't know, he'd been talking, he could hear things and they would talk back and forth with different people. Okay. I thought that he had friends that were on his games, and he does. He has friends. He'd be like, oh, I'm playing with, you know, Easton or Rigby or whoever. And that's what I thought. I thought that you had to friend each other or whatever. Well, this one day I happened to say, who was that? And he said he didn't know. And that's how it came up on my radar. So I'm going to speak from things that I've done wrong and learned from. The moves, I should say, you know, I'm doing wrong with quotation marks, because it's not necessarily like we have to beat up on ourselves, or we're trying to figure this all out, right? As parents, this is such a different era that we're living in, and it's happening so fast, and there's so many distractions and so many things coming at us to pay attention to that it's overwhelming at times. But I'm going to give you just some super easy ways to set boundaries for your children, and one day they will thank you for them. With my childhood, I am so grateful for that experience. Just so you know, I'm so grateful that up until the age of 15, that I had that experience of not having boundaries and being in situations that were not safe for me at times, and seeing things that weren't appropriate for my age. I'm really grateful for those experiences. I believe that that was my journey, and it has made me a more assertive mom. I definitely do things different than a lot of parents, and it's because of my childhood. And I look at things through a different lens than other people do. One of the things that we do is that I've always done. In fact, my daughter, she's 24, and I've done this for 24 years. And that is that I don't allow sleepovers. We just don't do it. When my head hits the pillow, I want to know where my children are at. And so they're here, they're at home. And that's when I'll go to bed, is when they're home under my roof. And a lot of people are like, well, that's no fun. Well, you know what? There are a lot of damaging things that happened because I was out past wee hours of the night that were definitely no fun and way worse than the fun you could have at a sleepover. So it doesn't matter to me. That's kind of where it's at. That doesn't mean everybody should not allow sleepovers. I'm not telling anyone what to do or what not to do. I'm just telling you a couple things that I've learned over the time of being a mom, and it's served us well as a family. So I'm just sharing those things with you. So number one thing is to have a daily limit on the electronics. Whatever you feel good about, whether it's an hour or 2 hours or less, I don't know, or longer, it's up to you. But have that daily limit, because it helps your kids know when they have that expectation of, okay, so today, you know, I get my responsibilities done, my commitments done, and then I have 30 minutes that I can be on my iPad or whatever it is you choose, but have that daily limit. It's going to really help. Number two, when you give your child an electronic, tell them it's yours, not theirs. So last night, my husband and I were going for a walk, and he said, "I'm really glad our kids don't have phones." And I was like, wow, that's so amazing for me to hear him say that, because we've had a lot of conversations. My husband actually looks at it as a safety measure at times. Like if they go to their friend's house, he wants to be able to directly call them and get a hold of them. And I agree with that. But to have him say that last night as we were walking, I was like, wow, this is really awesome to hear his awareness about this, because both of us have been looking around at children in today's age and how much their head is in their phones and their social skills. And it's really affecting these children, and we see it. And so when we do, I mean, obviously one day we're going to get our children phones, but when we give it to them, we were saying this last night, we're going to not tell them it's theirs. We're going to say, here, we got a family phone that will allow you to borrow when you leave the house. And it really is that psychological thing that if they think it's theirs and it's in their pocket all the time, they're going to really fight you on you going in and trying to take something from them that is theirs per se, right? Think of a child with a toy, like their favorite toy that they got for their birthday, and you go and you grab that out of their hands, what's going to happen? They're going to throw an ever-living fit. And so some of you, your kids already have phones. Man, kids are getting phones younger and younger these days. But there will be some people that listen to this and they will go, okay, cool. I haven't gotten a phone yet for my child. And when I do, this is a really valuable tip, and I'm going to do that. So let's see what happens with that. Okay. I think it's a very great way to look at that. I haven't done it yet. We'll see when we choose to do that. But I actually got a safe that locks, and we have electronics, and we literally, I'll put all the electronics in the safe, lock it up, and I can go to bed and I don't have to worry about what's happening. Right. And so the reason that this came on my radar is because this idea of not saying it's theirs is because when I say, hey, I've learned from things that we did that I'm like, dang it, why did we do that? We got our son one of those Oculus. I have to use this word. I don't use this word very often, but I really hate that thing. I really do. And I have my own opinions about it now. I thought it was awesome for a little while. And I even feel bad because I told some friends that were asking about what to get their kids for Christmas. And I was like, hey, this thing's so cool and it's fun. And we've done it as a family. You can play these cool games on it. But now I'm like seeing that they're pretty damaging and they're very addictive for children. But we got our son that for Christmas. And I wish that we would have gotten it as a family gift. So he wouldn't think that that is his. And it's like that ownership of that, that possessiveness of that's mine, and try to be on it all the time. So try that. Okay. It's the families or it's the parents, and you'll let them borrow it. We'll see how that works. Okay. Number three, give them a 5-minute warning or a 10-minute warning. This helps a lot with children, especially when they're playing a video game, because they want that time to like wrap up, or if they're on Pinterest or TikTok or whatever they're doing, it will help give them that mental awareness of like, okay, 5 minutes. And it really, it's such a simple tip, but it helps so much when it comes time to get them off their electronic. Okay, number four, we have a rule, hard no at the dinner table, social time, or if friends are over. So if it's time for us to be interacting with other people, I just think it's rude to be on your phone. And I can't imagine if my friends came over to my house and I just sat there on my phone. Like, it is so inconsiderate. And if you look around, I'm sure you will see that so many children are doing that and the parents aren't even paying attention. Like, they don't even think twice about it. And these kids are learning these really inappropriate and rude skills. And so it's a hard no. When we're at the dinner table and I have prepared a meal or my husband has prepared a meal, like, we're going to put our phones away and we're going to talk and we're going to tell stories or laugh or connect as a family. Same thing with, you know, having people over or going to their house. We went to a birthday party not too long ago and all the families were there. And I could not believe how many children that are 10, 11, 12 on up were humped over staring at their screen while there was so much life going on in the party, laughter, funny moments, precious times, and they're missing it all. And then we wonder why our children are sad. Take those phones away. Be the parent. Don't worry about saying no. They will thank you for it one day, I promise. Okay, the last one. This one may sound mean, but I promise it's going to help you so much. But if your children throw a fit over their electronics, I look at this like you have two choices. You know, I always say, okay, you're at a crossroads. So they're throwing a fit. You can either give in and say, okay, fine, here, fine, just take it. And you're going to make the problem so much bigger because now they're going to go, okay, note to self, all I have to do is get loud and throw a fit and mom or dad will just give in. So that's what we do from now on. Okay. Number two, your second choice, and this will help immensely. You stand your ground and you actually restrict them from their electronics. So you choose whether it's for a day or for 2 days or a week or whatever, but you restrict them so they learn, okay, a fit equals me not getting my electronics. So note to self, don't do that. It works. Okay. This is not an easy route in the short term. It's not, but in the long term, all of these will pay off big time. So as always, I'm sending you so much love, light, support, positive vibes. This parenting thing is not easy, and there are pros to living in this time and cons, of course. There's challenges, but we can do this, and you're amazing, and you're smart, and you're doing a good job. But let's start saying no a little bit because they need a parent who can look and say, oh, there's danger up ahead. And we got to prevent them from that danger and pull them back over on the path when they need to be pulled over. So much love to you all. Have a great week. Do you have a coach? I would love to take this journey with you to dive deep and start to shift those areas to create a life that truly honors you. I'll meet you on that bridge at whatever level you are ready with either group or one-on-one coaching. You can check out my programs at jensuliafu.com/programs. Also, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and rate and review this show and give me your feedback. Also, please share this with your friends and family and be a lighthouse out in the world. Thanks for joining.